Poet June Jordan has died.
So hot, so hot, so hot, so what, so hot, so what, so hot, so hot. They made a mistake. I got more than I usually take. I got food stamps. I got so many stamps in the mail. I thought maybe I should put them on sale. How lucky I am. I got food stamps. Hot damn. I made up my mind to be decent and kind, to let my upright character shine. I sent 10,000 food stamps back to the president and his beautiful wife. And I can't pay the rent, but I sent 10,000 food stamps back to the president and his beautiful wife. How lucky I am. Damn, they made a mistake, for Christ's sake, and I gave it away to the president. I thought that was legal. I thought that was kind. And I can't pay the rent, but I sent 10,000 food stamps back to the president.
June Jordan reading her poem, Song of the Law-Abiding Citizen. Jordan died on Friday. She was 65. One of America's most published African-American authors, Jordan wrote 26 books of essays, fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. She once said, I write because it's the best way I know to fight and to make love in public. Born in Harlem, Jordan wrote her first poem when she was 7 years old, encouraged by her academically strict parents. But it was at Barnard College where she began writing in earnest. She said her early work represented an individualistic impression of the world, her personal reflections about life. Here is an excerpt from the poem, Wasted.
You said you loved me and you lied. All you wanted was to rid me of my pride, to ruin me for tenderness. You lied to thrust me monstrous from the hurt you fabricated, claiming all the opposites of pain while maiming me, the victim of your whimsical disdain. And I still love you like the river in the rain. In vain you lied, in vain.
Fueled by a desire to call attention to the oppressed, her later poems reflected her personal politics, as she related in a 1984 NPR interview.
I see the central need throughout the world as the need for self-determination. And this is true whether we're talking about black women in this country, women entirely in this country, the peoples of Southern Africa, the peoples of Central America, the Palestinian people. It always is the same issue, as far as I can see, the issue of self-determination and how to achieve that without getting yourself blown to bits by the opposition.
As a scholar, Jordan taught African American studies at Yale University, Sarah Lawrence College, and most recently, the University of California, Berkeley. Her other work includes the libretto to the opera, I Was Looking at the Ceiling, and Then I Saw the Sky. And several of her poems have been set to music.
Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody
Sweet Honey in the Rock, singing June Jordan's poem, Allah, That's All Right, But... Poet and activist June Jordan died Friday after a long struggle with breast cancer. She was 65.
Help me now, somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. I don't need no historic, no national, no family bliss. I need an absolutely one-to-one, a 7-day kiss.